What's up, everybody? This is Neil Rio, and this is Let's Face God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin and the devil and to live a prosperous life. Today, we're talking about 10 rules for the godly patriarch. If you're going to be a man that rules your wife and your children well, you need to have some rules. And I've created some rules I feel that every man should follow if he says he's going to be a godly patriarch. The scripture says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, is that men should rule their house, or that men should rule over her. So that's what we're talking about today, how to rule your wife. And I'm going to just say this, there's 10 rules, but the first one is loving your wife. And but that's basically what a man, that gives you the instructions on how to love a wife right there. And I'm going to go into more detail about that. But there are other rules that you kind of have to keep in mind, because you live in a society that doesn't want you to be a man. It doesn't want you to rule. And you may find yourself breaking some of these rules here. But I encourage you to really think about what I'm saying as a man and make a decision whether or not this is right for you. So first rule here is the rule with the love of God. Be like God, okay? Love like God. Love is the foundation of your relationship, and it should be how you treat your woman and your children, all right? Number two here is to remember the order. You have an order within your family. And that's mentioned in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It says the head of every man is Christ, the head of every woman is the man. And then the head of Christ is God the Father. So there's a hierarchy, and that must be maintained in the house. Christ over man, man over woman, right? God dominates men, men dominate women. That's how it works, all right? Patriarchs love the Lord and serve him. Wives should love the Lord and serve their husbands. You see? We see in Genesis chapter 2, verses 18, it talks about a woman being created for a man, that a man needed help, and so God created a woman. And then we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 8 and 9, that the woman was made for the man. So we have to keep that in mind. You got to keep the structure in place. The fact of the matter is, she's on this earth to serve you. You have to keep that in your head. So she must serve you. She must fix your plate. She must, you know, get stuff for you. That's how it should work. It shouldn't be the other way around, where you're always catering to her, serving her at her beck and call. That's not how it's set up. So you have to remember the order. And the reason why you have to, because you live in a country and you live in a society and a culture that teaches you otherwise. And it gets in your head and it makes you feel guilty for being a man that just sits there and lets his wife do things for him. There's spirits, you know, that will speak to your mind and say, you lazy, you're not doing anything. But she's there to help you and aid you. What are you doing everything in the house for? Or quote unquote, or doing 50% of the work. It's not a partnership. She was created to aid and help you. Okay? That's how it works. That doesn't mean that she can't handle something that's too heavy for her, that you don't step in. But the fact of the matter is, she's there to cater to you, not the other way around. All right? Once again, women are not equal to men. We had a sermon on that. And then there's another one thing where people were saying men should submit to their wives. Well, the scriptures don't say that. So I had a whole sermon on that. Should husbands submit to their wives? Because there's people around trying to use scripture to support a woman not submitting to her husband, and they both submitting to each other and all this kind of stuff. I already broke that down, and so I have links to that in the sermon notes. The second thing is to remember the order. Who's in charge? God is in charge. He's over man. Man is in charge. He is over the woman. Okay? Number three here is to remember where your strength comes from. So men, don't cry on her shoulder about your problems, your failures, your weaknesses, your trials, and your tribulations. Don't display your weaknesses. Reveal your weaknesses to God and he'll strengthen you. Right? You don't get your strength from her. You get your strength from God. All these R&B songs talking about a man getting all his strength from a woman, and she's like his center and his world and his God. That's crazy. A man gets his strength from God. Okay? A godly patriarch gets his strength from God. He goes and prays and talks to the Lord. He cries on the shoulder of God. He does not cry on the shoulder of his woman about his problems, okay? She gets her strength from him. So if she needs to cry on somebody's shoulder, guess who she crying on? Is she either crying on her husband's shoulder or she crying on God if she don't like her husband at that point? But she goes to him for that. And he's the pillar of strength in the family. He's the pillar of strength in the family. You see, unfortunately, in this matriarchal society, we got the big mama. It's the center of the family, and she's the pillar and the strength. And everybody got to go to her about stuff. And that's silly, it's backwards, okay? That's not the way it's supposed to be. Men are strong. God has empowered them with enough strength from him so that they are the pillar and the strength of that community and of that family, all right? So you be that hub of strength. She needs to cry. She needs advice. She needs the encouragement. She can come to that man for that, okay? And he gets that from God. So remember the order. Remember where your strength comes from. It's the same thing with your esteem, man. You don't get that from a woman. You get that from God. So keep your weaknesses to yourself. Tell God about that, but don't go around telling your woman and crying on her shoulder and stuff like that, because usually what will happen is if you do that enough, she will begin to baby you, because that's her natural instinct. If somebody's sad or somebody's down, to start to pamper them and baby them. And then she's going to lose respect for you because you are acting like a child. You're not the pillar. I mean, if she can't look to you as strength, then who's she going to look to? Usually what women will take the wheel at that point and begin to lead the household, because the man is being a weak little sissy and he's just crying and all this kind of stuff. You can't be that way. All right, so remember where your strength comes from. Men, talk to another man before you talk to your woman. Talk to God, okay? Get advice from another man, but don't start crying on the shoulder of your woman. You need to get your strength from God, okay? Number four here is that she depends on you. Women must depend on the man, okay? Don't let your women try their best to be independent from you. Some women want to know everything you know. They want to have access to everything you have access to. And the reason why is because they're still struggling with a mindset that programmed them to be self-sufficient by themselves. They don't want to be dependent on you. A woman like that is really deep down don't want to follow you. She's trying to be independent, okay? Don't allow that to happen. She is dependent upon you, okay? She's supposed to be helpless in some areas. She's supposed to be attached to you. She has to be. That's how God created it. That's how he set it up. You don't allow a woman to be independent. This is trickling down to your daughters. Never teach your daughter to be independent, okay? Teach her that she needs a man. Do not teach her that she don't need no man. That's not what the Bible says. The whole sole purpose for a woman being in existence on this earth is to be there to aid a man. God said it's not good for man to be alone. He said, I'm going to make him a help meet suitable for him. He formed a woman out of the man's rib, called her female. She is woman. And from there, she was designed to aid and help him. That's the whole and sole purpose of a woman. So if you teach a daughter, or you have a woman that's talking about she independent, she's dysfunctional in her mind. And that needs to be corrected. Or you need to let her go and be on her own if she wants to be independent. But keep that in mind. She depends on you. You depend on God. She depends on you. All right. Number five, stay on your purpose. Okay. Value yourself, your time, and your mission. She must respect you, your time, and your mission. Okay. Women are not supposed to be derailing you from your mission, interfering with your mission, hindering your mission. Your mission shouldn't be her in life either. The gynocentric society, though, has got us thinking that we are supposed to be about women and her needs and her wants and everything first. No, we're not on this earth for that. Men are on this earth to please God, to do the things that they were called to do in this world, whether they saved or not. Men have a purpose, and they're given ideas by God, and they go and pursue those ideas, and they build things. That's the focus of the man. The wife is there to support that man, to help that man, to make his life better as he's doing the things that he needs to do on this earth, okay? So she should be helping him fulfill the mission if she's a support in that capacity. But if not, she should at least have the house clean, the house warm, providing sex, making sure the children are in place, and everything is nice and neat when he comes home from what he's building. But she should never derail him or hinder what he's doing, okay? She should be adding value to his life and not burdening his life. So always remember that, to stay on your purpose. But if you see that, man, my purpose keep getting hindered. My wife keep popping up talking about what she want to do, and it's kind of derailing me and moving me away. You got to keep on track. Stay on focus. Don't let your wife do that. And show her, look, I'm not going to move away from my purpose, all right? You're going to either follow me and support me, or you can leave and go somewhere else. Remember that you have a purpose, and that's what you got to be focused on. All right. Now, I hear women already. He's going to neglect the woman. He's not. We already talked about love as the first rule here. So she's not going to be neglected. It's just the priority and the focus is not her. See, women, you've been lied to. Feminism and gynocentrism has just told you that it's about you. It's not about you. It's about him and what he needs to do on this earth. So men, if you have a wife that's burdening you, causing you to be distracted from your purpose, not respecting your purpose, you got to have a discussion with her and say, look, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I need you to support this. I need you to get out of my way. I need you to help me do this and make it easier for me to do my job. Rule number 6 here is to train her. Okay? We talked about rulership, the definition of it, and it meant to make straight. Make your woman straight. When you get a wife, she's conforming to you. Always be ready to conform her. Make sure she follows your protocol, what you need her to do. If you need her to do X, Y, and Z, train her to do that. All right? You need to communicate directly and clearly with her. Don't leave any room for misinterpretation. Don't text your wife a lot. Try to call her and verbally, audibly talk to her. That way, nothing's miscommunicated when you're discussing what you need her to do. All right? If you said to be ready at a certain time and she's not, there must be consequences for her actions. I've seen this happen a lot. Men are waiting on their wives to get ready. There's a venue that they need to be at. The man has set a time. He's already ready, but he's waiting on her. A man shouldn't be waiting on his woman. She should be ready, okay? If he's saying, look, we're going to be at this venue at 7:30. It starts at 7:30. I want to be ready by 7:15 or 7 o'clock. She should be ready by 7 o'clock or 7:15, whatever time he stated. She shouldn't be still getting ready, okay? She's not respecting that man's time and his order if she's still getting ready. So you need to have a discussion with her and say, look, you need to be ready by this time. That means you may have to start preparing earlier. But you're not going to have me waiting on you. I'm going to leave at 7:15 with or without you, okay? You're training her to see, look, she ain't going to be to participate in some of the things that y'all want to do, like maybe you want to go to the movies or you're going to go to a certain whatever entertainment venue or whatever. She get left at home, he goes by himself. And she's like, man, I missed out on that. Well, you should have been ready. You know, that's a way of training your wife, showing her, look, you need to be ready when I'm ready, okay? And I tell you a certain time, you got to be ready at a certain time. So there needs to be, she needs to be held accountable. There needs to be consequences. There needs to be rewards and punishments, okay? This is all a part of training her, ruling her, all right? She's conforming to you, all right? And I talked about one way of punishing a woman for bad behavior and not following and being uncooperative, and that's basically just withdrawing your attention and time and energy. That's all you're doing. But it shows them, and look, you can't get me if you're not going to follow me. Another thing here while you're training her and ruling her is never be afraid to lose a wife. Some men have a one-eyed mindset where this is the only woman for me, and if I lose her, I'm dead. That's not how it's set up for you, man. A woman is not supposed to be somebody you submit to and trains in your life for. So never be afraid to lose a wife. I'm not afraid to lose my woman if she don't want to do something. Because I know if she wants to leave, she can go and I can go get another one. Okay? As a man, you must stand your ground. Like I said, you set your rules and that's it. If she starts threatening, talking about she's going to leave and she don't, well, let her leave. Don't be afraid of that. God is not a God in heaven saying, I'm scared you're going to leave me if you don't want to do what I say. Like, you don't want to be like that. You are an unmovable person. You have your rules, you set them in place, and you follow, and you go. And she's supposed to follow that. If she don't want to do that, then that's on her. Okay, but never be afraid to lose her, right? Because there's always somebody else that can help. There's always another woman. There's always more women than there are men, right? So don't be catering. Don't be bowing down to your wife and stuff like that because she don't want to do certain things, all right? The next thing here, just part of training her and ruling her, is that you control sex. Never let your woman control sex. She doesn't tell you what she will do and what she won't do. or when she's not telling you when she's going to have sex and when she's not going to have sex with you. Currently in this gynocentric society, men are specifically in marriages under contract with the state. They pretty much don't have control over sex. One of the sole purposes of a woman she was created for is for the man to be able to receive pleasure from her. Okay, the man needs to have sex on a regular basis in order to be a healthy man. And she's denying him that by withholding sex from him. So, as I said in my sermon, Marriage Was Made for Men, I cited scriptures about sex and how the woman was created for that purpose. So, for a woman to say, I'm not giving you sex and I'm not going to do this to you and I'm not going to do that to you, that is an indication that she runs a relationship on some level and you're not in control. So, as a patriarch who is a ruler in the home of his home, you have control over the sex. All right? You make your wife sleep naked. You get into her whenever you feel like it. Of course, you are mindful of her cycles and mindful of where she's at. But the bottom line is you control that. When you want to have sex, you're having sex. When she wants to have sex, she may or may not get it. You control that. So keep that in mind. You don't want to be in a position where she's not giving you sex. But that's all part of that training thing. You know that's rule number six. So rule number seven, and this is in relation to if you have additional wives, is to never talk bad about the other wives to your other wives. That's what we consider gossip, and that's against the principle of love. One of the attributes of love is covers all things. You know, in other words, it bears all things, it doesn't gossip. So it covers, it doesn't take what's happening in one marriage covenant and then expose it to another marriage covenant. You don't sit and talk bad about your wives like that, because when they come around each other, there may be an arrogance where one wife thinks she's better than the other wife. You're supporting and fueling the jealousy amongst them. You're doing all kinds of things that create tension within your family as a man. So you got these concurrent marriages going on. The women may be interacting with each other. And now you got this thing in here where you shared something about the other wife that was negative. And now the other woman is thinking a certain way and treating the other wife like, you can't do that. Don't add that kind of drama to your marriage, okay? Another rule here is never neglect your first wife or your second, or any other wife for that matter. So they're still due their sexual needs. They're still due their clothing, shelter, room and board, all that stuff. They're due that, right? So it's just plain and simple. Never neglect one wife over the other. However, when it comes to showing, giving them attention and stuff like that, in the instances where they are not being cooperative, that's when you can withdraw your attention and time. So they may get less time from you as a punishment because they are not performing up to their duties as a wife. Why would I spend time with somebody who don't respect me, who doesn't do what I tell them to do, who's combative and not cooperative? You see? Will she still get room and board? Yes. Will she still be loved? Yes. But less time and attention will be given to her. All right? So, and I feel like that's the best way. I think that's the best way. I've seen results in my own life. I've seen other men do the same thing. And I say, you know what? You don't have to hit your wife. You ain't got to manipulate your wife. You simply withdraw your time, attention, and energy. Simple as that. All right? Number eight here is about ruling your children. And this is connection with your wife. You are the one who plans for your children. What they're going to eat, what they're going to learn. If your wife is homeschooling your children, you're the one who sets the curriculum, and your wife carries out what you want your children to be taught, all right? Another thing is you never utter the words to your children, go ask your mother, okay? We've seen this in the gynocentric society. All that does is signal to the children that the mother is the head of the home. If she's making the final decision, and if the children have to go to her after going to the father, then guess who's in charge? The mother is. And so the children grow up thinking, and says, well, mama really makes the decisions here. All right, so those words should never be uttered out of your mouth. Children must come to you and ask you for your decisions, all right, if they weren't passed down to the mother already. So they're asking, like, this is what happened with my family. My dad was the head of the home, okay? We never could go over him to my mother and get something. If we asked our mother for a toy or something, she would say, go ask your father. She would never break the order of chain of command. Now, she also had permission to give us things without asking the father. But overall, major decisions are made by the man. If the children want something and they begging the mother for something, they got to go to the father. Okay? The children must know that the father is in charge and he's the head. He makes the final decision. All right? Another rule for your children in relation to your wife is never let your wife put your children before you. You're still the head and the man in the house. You remain the first priority. Why? Because if the children see that the wife is making the children the first priority, it shows the children that somehow they're more important than the father. Okay? No. He remains in his position number one in that woman's life. In a woman's life, the first priority is her husband, second priority, her children, or herself, one of the two. However she want to alter that. All right? That's how that works. Therefore, you should not let your children, once they get a certain age, sleep in your bed. That's your bed, man, not your children's bed. You see, when you start letting your children sleep in your bed, that's cutting off and minimizing sex between you and your wife, because they're laying in the bed in between y'all, and you may want to get into some sex, but you can't because your child is there. Another thing is, if your children often sleep in the bed, your wife may be less likely to have sex, because it becomes a place where she wants it to be a little more kid safe. That's not their realm. That's your realm, man. Keep that in mind. Don't let your children sleep with you. Now, of course, infants, newborns, they can't walk. They can't be in the crib by themselves. Then they may have to sleep, you know, the first few years or so or something like that. But still, once the child can walk, they ain't got no business being in your bed. That's your bed, man. I'm talking about your bed, man. And with your wife, you can do whatever you want. She can make her sleep naked. That way you have access to her. You can get into it whenever you want. And it's not a place where you got to be tiptoe around some kids or put children out the room or feel like we can't do certain things in this bed because the children are going to be in the bed later on or something like that. No. Mm-mm. You stop that when they start being able to walk. Okay? And it's off limits. They can't come in your bedroom. They can't knock on, be on the door, beating on the door and all that kind of stuff. See, that's children invading your sexual relationship. You don't want that. You want to maintain that. See, that's what happens when men have children. It seems to be that the wife seems to prioritize the children. The sex goes away. No, that's not the way it's supposed to be. A lot of men have just been putting up with that. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Okay? She still is going to maintain her sexual duties to you, and those children are going to be in their own space, all right? They don't get to be interject and become the center of the world. They're not, okay? You still are. Don't let them interfere with your marriage, okay, to where they become priority over you, all right? I can hear women talking about that's so selfish. That's not selfish. What was the woman created for? To serve the man until she has children, then make the children her number one priority? No. But a lot of men are just, they're unhappy, they're miserable, because they've allowed this to happen because they did not know the rules of godly patriarchy. Okay? So let's go to number nine here, is to practice self-control. Okay? Patriarchs should control themselves and don't allow themselves to be controlled by sex. All right? You can't allow sex with your wife to be something that she controls. Like I said early on, if you can't control yourself sexually, she'll be able to use that against you. And now your relationship is being controlled by her. Because all she got to say, well, I'm not giving you no sex. And you start to put your head down and your tail between your legs. And now you following her. Well, okay, I got to do what you say. And a lot of guys are like that. The woman is rationing out sex as the man follows her commands. It's real bad situation. You are the man. You control that situation. You control sex. She's there to aid and please you. You don't fall into that trap. And so what you need to do early on is to learn how to be sexually controlled. Go without sex. Woman start acting like she don't want to have sex, you fine. Now, I want to be clear about the whole sex thing. You don't just take sex because it's yours and that body belongs to you and all that kind of stuff. There's times when she don't want to do it, then don't do it. But she can't withhold because she's trying to control you or something like that. You can't allow that, all right? There are times when she just, this ain't a good time to have sex with her. You know, so you got to think about that. But keep that in mind. Make sure that you are in control of your sexual, you know, especially with your wives. You got multiple women, they find out you just a sex fiend. You can't stop having sex. You just a slave to it. They can use that against you. They can use that against you. Not to say that your woman is a deviant, but because a woman has the nature to control and dominate, if she sees that weakness in you where you just won't learn to be better at controlling yourself, she could begin to use that. Just off of default, she started using sex against you. Well, I don't feel like having sex now. Since you didn't want to give me what I wanted. You know, it'll be a subtle way of saying it, but you start realizing, man, okay, I want to have sex, and I want a woman to be willing to have sex with me. Now, she's not having sex because I'm not giving her what I want. Now, you got a place where you got to make a decision. Now, as a man of God, you don't allow your woman to be, you don't allow yourself to be dominated by sex and your sexual needs. You see? All right? Practice self-control. And that's in other areas, emotions and anger and all these other places. You don't let those things take over. Number 10, it's the last rule of a patriarch, stay in control. Patriarchy is all about rule. It's all about leading the family. If you're not in control, the family's going off the cliff, right? Stay in control, man. If you're not leading and ruling the household, the enemy will be at some point, okay? So stay in control. You make all the major and final decisions. Remember that. Make no apologies or defend or explain yourself when you're making these decisions. Okay? Now, sometimes it's warranted to, and it's proper to give an explanation, but overall, you do not need to be making apologies. Well, I'm sorry to have to tell y'all this, but this, that, and the other. And let me explain why I'm doing it. I just want, if you feel like you owe your wife an explanation in some cases, or she's demanding the explanation as to why you want to do something, you're not really running the show. Okay? You're getting permission to do things from her. That's not how it works, man. You the head of the home. You are the ruler. God does not get permission from his creation to do things. Okay? A husband who is a patriarch and a man of God does not get permission from his wife. Okay? Doesn't do that. All right? So you stop doing that stuff. Don't argue with your wife about stuff. She starts to respond with this and that and this, I want to do that. I don't like that. And this, you don't have no argument with her. You tell her, look, this is the way it's going to be. You accept it. And that's the bottom line. Okay. Arguing with your woman is like arguing with a child. For what? Your woman is a subordinate. Does a boss argue with his employees? No. This is what you're going to do. You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. One of the two. But you ain't going to argue about it. Okay. Arguing says that somehow she has a say in this, as if she's a partner in the relationship, as if she can, through argument, get her way. No, she's not here to get her way. She's here to support what you're doing as a man. Okay? And she may not like it. She knows where she can go if she don't, want to be a part of what you're doing. But overall, you don't make no excuses for that stuff. All right? Another thing here is never change anything about yourself you don't want to. Don't let your woman change you. If you got a beard and she don't like you wearing a beard, she's just going to have to grow and love that beard. You don't change yourself for her. Okay? Now, and there are certain things that will help the marriage be better. Change for that. Okay? But there are other things where that derail you from your purpose. You don't change that. You don't let a woman change you. Okay? Say no without hesitation. If she's asking you for something, say no without hesitation. That shows her that you are adamant and you know what you're talking about. So don't let your wife ruin your day or your mood or anything like that. You just focus on your purpose and what you got to do. You know, some women want to interject chaos and drama into, you know, to your world sometimes. You just don't allow that. If you do, you're saying that she's in control of the relationship. If she can get you emotionally off base and unstable, she can realize, okay, I can keep doing this, then you're not running your house well if that's what's happening. If she can get you all upset and angry and stuff, she's running the show. Continuing on, don't let her piss you off. Some women, if they find that they can manipulate some kind of way, they got you. And that's that nature of Eve who wants to control. And they'll find ways, subtle ways to control you. They don't have physical strength, so they'll use other things. You can't be a man that says, I'm in control of myself, I'm in control of my women. They don't do that stuff to me. I don't let them do that stuff to me. I'm not going to let you change my life and my world. If I'm happy in the morning and now you're coming at me with this drama and trying to fight with me and argue with me, I don't get involved in that. As a man, you stay in control of your household. You don't let her behavior spill over into your day and make your life all messed up. Okay? So show her you're dead serious about your decisions. Like I said, you make all the major and final decisions. You're not going to be wavered on something. Some women want to change your decisions. They don't like them. You don't tolerate none of that stuff. You are the head and the ruler. Think of yourself as a boss and she is as an employee. Do employees and bosses have that kind of relationship? Do bosses argue with their employees about getting stuff done? No. They say, this is what you're going to do. And that's it. Okay, we're going to live here, but the wife wants, I want to live elsewhere. Well, you're going to be living with me over here, or you can stay single somewhere else. You see, this is how you got to be as a man. Once again, going back to that thing, don't ever be afraid to lose a wife. Okay, you're the head in the home. You stay strong, man. So that's all I got for you. 10 rules for the godly patriarch. All right, I think these are solid. They make sense from what I'm learning as a man. This lost art of being a man, because we live in a gynocentric society where our own fathers and grandfathers didn't know this stuff. You know, they let their mothers and their wives and their sisters dominate them. And so, you know, they didn't know any better, because the society was designed for them to be more feminine than masculine. You know, I seen what I was being taught. I wrote it down and I said, you know what, this don't work. And so I switched it. And it's actually the opposite. A lot of what we're being taught as men, just do the opposite. You'll find that you'll have success. There needs to be a leader. It needs to be somebody that's stoic, strong, and focused on what they need to do. And they're not going to put up with no mess. And I've become that man. I'm still getting stronger in these areas. And I'm seeing other men become just as strong. But this is what God has called you to be. Okay? And don't let a woman complain and whine about that and weaken you so that you can submit to her and end up being in some kind of partnership, or allow your wife to dominate you. Don't allow that to happen, all right? Stay a man, stay in control, stay in love. Till next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.